This chazar zeichen is a bechet v'shag when Rabbi Yehuda says that getting daf samach zayin. We previously learned that Shmuel and Rabbi passing like Rabbi Yosi that words cannot be transferred to a shliach. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, since Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina of Oyne argue with Rabbi Yosi, why is Rabbi Yosi passing like him? Rabbi told him because you've never seen Rabbi Yosi, because if you had, you would know that his reasoning is always solid. The Braisa says this as well. The Braisa says Issa ben Yehuda was counting the praises of Chacham. Rabbi Meir was a Chacham and a Sofer. Rabbi Yehuda was a Chacham whenever he desired to be. Rabbi Tarfon was like a pile of nuts, meaning he'd bring proof to his words from many places, like a pile of nuts that come tumbling down. Rabbi Shmuel was like a store full of merchandise, meaning he'd always prepared in Torah and therefore never kept anyone waiting. Rabbi Kiva was like a storehouse with compartments. He gained tons of knowledge and later organized everything that he had learned. Rabbi Yechim Anuri was like a box of peddler spices. He knew so many various things. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah was like a user's basket of spices. The teachings of Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov are few, but they are pure. Rabbi Yossi always has strong reasons for his views. Rabbi Shimon grinds a lot and lets go of a little, meaning he learns a lot and he lets go of very little. We said earlier, if a husband tells two people, tell a soifer to write a get and tell these two people to sign it, Rav Huna name Rav said, it's valid, but it should not be done. Ula asked Rav Nachman, if it's valid, why can't it be done? He answered, we're concerned that a woman would hire people to say that they were instructed by the husband to arrange for a soifer and witnesses. Therefore, Rav was geizer that it should not be done. In fact, Mara Braisa says that we're not concerned that witnesses would sign falsely on a document. Mara says they wouldn't sign falsely, but they may speak falsely, which is the concern in this case. Zakting Mara, if a husband tells two people, tell a soifer to write a get and you two sign it, Rav Chister, Rav Nachman, and Rav say it's valid, but it should not be done. Rabbi Rachana, Rav Sheshes, and Rabbi Yosef say that it's valid and it may be done. Mishnah said, Omar liasora kisfu get. A braisa says, if a husband said to 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife, any one of them can write on behalf of the others. If he told them, all of you write, one of them write in the presence of the others. If he told them, take a get to my wife, one may take on behalf of all the others. If he told them, all of you take the get to my wife, one of them may take it to her in the presence of all the others. What if the husband counted out the people in the group and then told them to write the get, but did not say all of you? So Rav Huna said counting is not like saying all of you. Rav Yechanan and then Rav Elazar of Rome said that it's as if he said all of you. Rav Papa said they don't argue. One is talking about where he counted every member of the group, and the other is talking about where he did not count every member. Some explain that Rav Huna is discussing where each member was counted, and some explain that Rav Yechanan, when it was Rav Yechanan who was discussing that case. Rav Yehuda said that when a husband instructed a group without saying all of you, the sefer should write. The husband told us to write either all of you or one of you. And he told us to sign either all or two of you and deliver either all of you or one of you. Rava said if the sefer would forget to write some of these words, it may seem as if he had to write, sign, and deliver. If all of them had to write, sign, and deliver. Therefore, he's better off writing that the husband told any one person to write, any two to sign, and any one to deliver. Hadalach perek ha'imer. Perek mirsha ochzoi, perek shvi. Zok the helik mishum siyata deshmai, if someone is seized by kordaikis, which is a shade that takes control of a person who drinks a lot of wine from the press, and he says, write a get for my wife, the statement has no effect. If a healthy person said, write a get for my wife, and he was then seized with kordaikis, and he then said, do not write the get, the second statement has no effect. If a man became mute, and people asked him, should we write a get for your wife, and he nodded his head like yes, we test him three times to determine his mental state. If we see that he says no when he's supposed to say no, and he says yes when he's supposed to say yes, then we write the get and give it to his wife. What is kordaikis? Shmuel said it's being taken over from drinking fresh wine from the press. Why does the Mishnah say if someone's taken over from drinking fresh wine, why is it instead you the word kordaikis? The Gemara says the Mishnah is teaching that the shade that takes hold of a person in this state is called kordaikis. The reason it's important to have this information is that the proper kamea can be written. The Gemara says to heal this condition, one would eat lean meat that was broiled on coals and drink heavily diluted wine. The Gemara quotes Abaya as he states remedies for a number of different illnesses. The Gemara then says Rav Amram Chasida would be tormented by the household of Reish Galusa and was made to sleep in the snow. The next day they asked him what he would like to eat and drink. He figured that whatever I tell them, they're going to bring me the opposite. Therefore, he told them that he needs lean meat broiled on coals and heavily diluted wine. Instead, they brought him fatty meat broiled on coals and undiluted wine, which the Gemara previously said from Abaya is actually the proper remedy for a cold. He thereby acquired what he needed to heal himself. Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, heard about what happened to Rav Amram. She took him and had him stand in the hot waters of the bathhouse until the waters became red and his skin formed round blotches. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes would each do heavy manual labor when they were sick from a cold and would sweat and become healed. The people of Reish Galusa asked Rav Sheshes why he never ate with them. He said, it's because your servants are suspected of serving Avram and Achai. He proved this by having his attendants steal the leg of an animal that these servants were preparing, and then he then asked them to bring the pieces of the animal to him and made a comment that they're serving him a three-legged animal. One of the legs are missing. So they simply ripped the leg off another animal and put it with the first animal. He then pulled out the leg that he stole and proved that they were suspected on kashrus. The people of Reish Galusa said to him, let them prepare a meal in your presence, and then you can eat with us. Rav Sheshes agreed to do that. The servants brought him meat with small bones, which they figured he would choke on, and die because he was never blind and therefore couldn't see or feel those small bones. Rav Sheshes, though, he did feel the bones and took the whole piece of meat, wrapped it in a handkerchief, and put it away. The servants later claimed, look, he stole the silver cup. They went, so because they wanted to go ahead and unwrap the handkerchief, see what he had hidden away. When they found the meat, they told the Rav Sheshes, look, he just came to bother us. He's not even eating from us. Rav Sheshes said, I ate a little, but it tasted like an animal with tzaras, so I didn't eat more. They said to him, we didn't prepare any animal with tzaras today. He told them to look at the skin for a white spot. They looked and found there was actually such a spot there. And they were proven wrong. As he was leaving, they dug a hole and covered it, hoping that he would walk over and fall in. Rav Chista made a noise to warn Rav Sheshes, who then asked the child to tell him the pasuk that he was learning. The pasuk said, turn to your right or to your left. He knew to walk around and not straight.